Welcome back to our coverage of the 2019 Dual Donegal International Rally, and we're not seeing much rally in action here on day two in these opening number of loops because the Gartan stage, well, for the early runners, they have had to drive through the stage, and that's due to an accident involving Declan and Brian Boyle. We'll go to that first of all. Their rally has come to an end. A hugely disappointing day for Declan and Brian Boyle, former winners in their Fiesta, battling it out at the front, and they had an off in Gartan. Now, both are okay. They're out of the car and both are safe and they're okay. So they are, but there's enough damage to the car to put them out of the event. We do believe that the car ended up on its roof. And if you know the Gartan stage in Gartan Lake, it happened just below the graveyard on the far side of the lake. So obviously they were really, really on it trying to crawl back that time that they'd lost in Glen due to a puncture and just overcooked it at that stage. In that stage, special stage 9 Gartan, and their event has come to an end. So it means that there's a few things happening here now. The cars that were on the stage when Declan and Brian Boyle went off, they were held up, so they were, but they then drove through the stage to the end. They're coming out here at the moment, just beside us at the end of the Burn Road as they come onto the main Creasler Road outside of Termon. But the stage is going to be restarted as from Ryan Loughran, because Ryan Loughran was on the start line and didn't get the stage started, so they are going to be allowed to come through the stage competitively. All the cars that were on the road ahead of them, they will get a nominal time, which more than likely could be the bogey of 6 minutes, 54.7, but we're going to have to wait and see what the officials do there. So there's not much change, really, and there's not much that we can talk about at the moment other than Declan Boyle, excuse me, and Brian Boyle are now out of the event, so we've lost two of the big favourites. It was Donagh Kelly yesterday. Today it's Declan Boyle. But the two boys from Letcher, the cousins from Letcher, they are okay and out of the car. But the Fiesta is on its roof and has come to a disappointing end for them. So Sam Moffat and James Fulton continue to lead by 0.6 seconds from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. We have Callum Devine sitting in third position in that R5 Ford Fiesta. He had some really, really, a really good time, rather, in Glen earlier today. And Callum Devine, a fantastic young driver, seriously talented young driver, and he's shown it here this weekend in Donegal, sitting in third overall. With Declan Boyle now gone, it means Gary Jennings is up to fourth, 16.9 behind Devine. Then we've got Josh Moffat, just under half a minute back. Callum McCourt in sixth, and Alistair Fisher is in seventh. Manus Kelly will be disappointed he didn't get a crack at his home stage in Gartan. He's one of about maybe 15 competitors who are from this general area and were really looking forward to having a go at Gartan, but that's not going to happen for Manus and Donal. They're down in 10th position and they're 15 seconds off the pace of Fisher. They lost time, of course, in Glen, and that was due to a puncture. At the head of the national field, Ian Barrett and Paul McGee leading by a second from Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, and Damien Tourish, along with Donal McElhinney, are 6 seconds back in a third. We're going to have to sit down now and see how the times are going to fare out here in relation to their positions after Boyle had his incident, and the officials sort of confirm what is going to happen now. But we're not having another Gartan. Well, we're having some of a Gartan stage, so we are. We had one cancelled earlier today. These boys in the National are now competing in Gartan. They're going to Glen again, where there's big crowds down in Glen, and then they're going to service. And then we're going to the afternoon loop, which is going to be made up of Knockallan and Cairnhill. I've been speaking to the Gardaí over the last 15 minutes. The car park at Knockallan is full. They're not letting anybody else in to the car park in Knockallan because it is full, okay? And if you're going to Knockallan, you would need to get your skates on and get down there very, very early. We're expected huge crowds to get in there, and we've been telling you all day that if you are going to the stage, get down there early. And there is restrictions in getting into to Knockallan. If you can go, maybe the Kerrykeel side. There's also the Port Salon side as well, which the Gardaí had closed off early. They weren't allowed any more in through the start area. But go down there early and try and find your place in Knockallan. But as for the main car park in Knockallan, that is now full, and they are not letting anybody else in to that part of the Knockallan stage. There is times coming through for the crews. Those crews that drove through the stage have got a time of 7 minutes 21.1 is the time that they have been handed on the sheet. So that's what they've been given, but that will be made official. But doesn't make any change, really, because Sam Moffat continues to lead by 0.6 seconds from Callum Devine, third. Gary Jennings is now up to fourth after Declan Boyle's off in there in Garton. Josh Moffat, fifth, and the top six is wrapped up by Alistair Fisher. Ian Bard has increased his advantage in the national category. It's out now to 4.7. He was the quickest in there. 7.22.3 for Barrett in the Darien. Ryan Loughran, 7.26. 4.7 seconds is the difference there. Damien Tourish, now 10.4 off the pace in a third position. Kevin Gallagher is up to fourth, and at the minute, Damien Gallagher is sitting in fifth, but there's still a lot of the national crews still to come through.